It's Wednesday of the third week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. The Roman station for Wednesday in this third week in Lent is at the Church of San Sisto Vecchio, associated in the ancient lists with the nearby Basilica of Saints Nereus and Aquileius on the Via Appia. This area of Rome is deeply marked by the memory of the early martyrs and the tombs that stretch along the Appian Way. Dominican nuns were established here by Saint Dominic in the early 13th century, and he had his own headquarters here before he moved up to Santa Sabina on the Aventine Hill. San Sisto recalls Pope Sixtus II, martyred in 258 during the persecution of Valerian. According to tradition, he was seized by celebrating the sacred mysteries in the cemetery of Callistus. Nearby, the Basilica of St. Nereus and Aquileius honors two soldiers who abandoned imperial service after their conversion to Christ and were put to death for the faith. The station here reminds the Lenten pilgrim that fidelity to Christ often demands heroic witness. Surrounded by the graves of martyrs, the faithful are called to repentance and courage. I read this piece from Toward Easter by Father Troedek last year on this day as well, but it's such good advice, I'm simply going to repeat it. It's good advice for me as well as for others. In the Gospel of today, the scribes and the Pharisees are being spiteful. They ask our Lord why his disciples do not wash their hands before meals. Jesus takes advantage of the opportunity to show the Pharisees how the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. He says to them, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Our Lord reproaches the Pharisees for their duplicity. Indeed, outwardly, they seem to be pure. They seem not to have any shortcomings. They practice their religion, but their interior is corrupt. Their own venomous words betray them. The devil tries to stir up that caustic, bad-spirited language as a way of undermining concord and charity in a family or in a community. A bad spirit is never from God. The spirit communicated by God is a good spirit. Consequently, we need not understand the attitude of our neighbor, or else when one of our superiors asks us for something which is not to our liking, let us avoid losing our temper or sulking. Let us try to react in confiding our difficulties to our superiors with respect and with a good spirit. In the same way, let us avoid letting our own negative feelings fester inside us and feed that murmuring and those negative comments. Our Lord loves upright souls, frank souls, simple and transparent souls. On the contrary, he despises duplicity, craftiness, double language, deceitful ambiguity, anything murky, anything shifty, anything that is not up front. Lord Jesus, help me this Lent not to dig my heels in, not to be categorical in my judgments of the people around me when they ask me for things I do not like. Help me, if necessary, to work out my difficulties with them in all simplicity. I also make the resolution to rejoice in the good, whatever its source, and also to exclude no one from my charity. Prayer over the people in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray, bow your heads to God. Grant, Almighty God, we beseech you, that we who seek the grace of your protection, delivered from all evils, may serve you with untroubled minds. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Concede quaesumus omnipotens Deus, ut qui protectionis tui gratiam querimus, liberati a malis omnibus, secura tibi mente serviamus. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.